This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the WIP Morning Show. Morning Show out today for President's Day. But what a treat for the audience. Today, Tom Kelly, Rob Chary with you on President's Day.
Treat for the audience, you say?
Yeah, treat for the audience.
What was this music?
Treat for me, Rob. I get to work with you today.
That's true. What was this music we were playing?
That's their open. That's their opening music.
Is it?
I mean, you're asking the wrong guy. I don't know anything about music.
Well, our producer
Buzz should know, but
who is that? Buzz?
I can see.
I have no idea who it is, but it's
helpful.
Their usual open.
Right
there,
yeah.
You go.
Okay,
so,
I guess I got to get up at 6 a.m. to.
We'll get to
open.
The bottom of that.
I'm usually up till 6, but
you told me you were up at three today.
I usually go to sleep at 3. Today I was up at 3. I watched the SNL 50.
Okay,
which I thought was pretty damn good.
Well, that'll be involved later when we talk about what we watched over the weekend.
Yes.
There you go.
What we watched.
What is this, Glenn and Ray?
Yeah, well, Rob wants to do an honorary. Watching today?
No, I was just because it's the first weekend without football.
Yeah.
What were people watching?
Yeah, what were people watching? So we'll do that later on during the show. But I watched a little bit of that SNL thing last night. There was the hockey.
By the way, it ran over. It was supposed to go from 8 to 11. Ran from like 8 to 11:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is why I didn't get enough sleep.
Well, they made room for Paul McCartney at the end.
He was great, by the way.
He's pretty old, right?
Like
I mean, he was old when he performed at the Eagles Super Bowl 20 years ago.
He was old 40 years ago.
Yeah.
He's 83. He sounded good, though.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Some good stuff.
Good.
Yeah. We'll get your review on SNL last night. You ever go watch that show live, by the way?
No.
No?
I don't think I've ever been to a live TV show since I was a kid.
Really?
And my uncle worked for some network out in California.
What live TV show did you go to?
It was something called the Chucko Show, which is like a local clown show in L.A.
Okay.
That he was a cameraman for.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting.
It was the last live show I was at, I think.
All right. Well, nice. Well,
and now you're at a radio show with a live clown.
Yeah. Hey.
Wow, wait a second.
Shut up,
you?
Buzz.
He's talking about himself.
Yeah.
I believe.
I think he should be. Yeah. Buzz was out doing interviews during the parades.
I heard some of his interviews. Clown show. I mean, yeah, he did a great job down with the people that were a little bit sauced up, shall we say?
Yeah, I think there were plenty of people, and we'll get to that. We'll get to the parade and a lot of interesting things that happened over the weekend. The Eagles released their unscripted series last night, which was pretty cool.
I watched it at 4 a.m.
Yeah, get the look
when I got up.
Got to look behind the scenes, the players giving speeches to the team before the game, and pretty exciting. So a lot of stuff to get into today. And I don't know about you, Rob, but I mean, I have been soaking it all in over the past week or so, like watching the clips, watching the game back, the mic'd up clips, the unscripted thing we just mentioned there. I can't get enough of this Eagles victory, and I still can't believe what they did last week. I mean, to go down to New Orleans to take on a team going for a three-peat. I mean, the Chiefs are a modern-day dynasty in the NFL.
They were.
They're what the Patriots.
I'm sorry, they were a
they
dynasty.
Were.
No longer. They've been dethroned.
Yeah, they were what the Patriots were back in the day, and the Eagles, like, that was the most complete performance I've ever seen from a Philadelphia team. Just completely dominant start to finish.
Yeah, the Sixers in 83 swept the Lakers in the finals. It was kind of a long time coming for them. It took like 6 years for them to get to the finals and finally win one. That was pretty dominant. That team was dominant all year. The 76ers in 67, same thing, although I think they had to go to six games to beat the Warriors, but that was pretty impressive. I mean, it was from start to finish, it was like, I thought they were going to win by double digits. I thought they'd pull away in the fourth quarter. They didn't need to pull away in the fourth quarter. After three quarters, it was ridiculous. It was a laugher.
Yeah, and I thought that game was going to be close. I was scared of Patrick Mahomes down the stretch.
You were scared of Andy Reid.
Well, I was.
You were scared of Andy Reid because, Andy Reid can out-coach anybody.
Rob, they've won two.
He looked like the guy that coached here for all those years.
I know, and you've got to be so happy that they were able to blow out Andy.
Very happy.
I know you were.
I took a screenshot of him with a what-me-worry look in the fourth quarter. And so he had no answers for anything.
No, he didn't.
None. Him and Spags had no answers.
And the Eagles dominated them start to finish. And I want to know from people today, are you appreciating this Super Bowl win more? And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494. Yeah, more than the last one. Because here's where I am.
The last one was the first one. That was the best.
Well, this is where I am, Rob, because I'm glad you brought that up. Last time, I feel like I was more happy initially in the moment. And that's to be expected. Like you said, it's the first one. But this one, I'm enjoying it more. Like, it's lasting longer. And I think the more you win championships, and hey, we don't have a ton of experience in recent history, you know, you do kind of appreciate it more. And this one, I'm appreciating more. Like, the last one, again, the initial thrill of winning, and I think part of it was the first one, the opponent, the way that game went, just one of the most exhilarating games in
Nick
NFL
Foles,
history.
Nick Foles, the greatest play ever in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. But this one, I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying this one more as the week's gone on here. And, you know, as you head into the next week, like, it's still lasting. Like, I just can't believe what the Eagles did last week.
I think we coasted on the first one for about a year. I think for about up until they lost in the playoffs, it was like, this is going to happen again. It was that good. I thought it lasted several years. Even when they fired Doug Peterson, they had to redo the team. I still felt good about that Super Bowl. It's like, well, at least we got one, and it was one for the ages, and it was one of the greatest plays ever, and one of the greatest performances ever by a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
The greatest.
No, it was. And I think they're
just...
The
guy got a statue.
Yeah, he did. And I think they're just different, like, obviously in different ways. I mean, you win the first one, and that felt like that was the monkey coming off of our back, because that was our identity as Philadelphia sports fans, and especially as Eagles fans. The fact that we never won a Super Bowl, it had never happened. We didn't know to that point whether it could ever happen with how many times, as you know, they came up short, they got close, couldn't get the job done. But this one, I don't know if... I don't know why.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But I feel like as time is going on, like I'm just appreciating this one more. And I mean, I think this team is really going to last as like the best team in Eagles history. Well, they were incredible.
They should repeat. This team should win at least one more, maybe two more, before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think definitely in the Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts era, and that's something I talked about the other night, where it's hard to repeat, it's hard to create a dynasty, as we've seen. I mean, the only modern-day teams to do it, essentially, are the Patriots and the Chiefs.
And guess who's beaten them both?
The Eagles have beaten them both. Yeah. And I do think, though, this team is set up really well. And when you look at 17, and it's impossible not to compare this team to 17 in every way. Like, we looked at it at the time, and we thought, okay, well, this team's going to be back. They're pretty well built. They got a coach. They got a quarterback. Really wasn't the case. Like when you look back at it, they weren't nearly as great. They weren't nearly as put together as we thought that they were. And I look at the team this time around, it really does set up for, hey, they should be back. They should be back many times.
Well, what that team didn't have, what this has is a young defense that's going to grow together and keeps getting better. And I've never seen a defensive performance in a Super Bowl better than what they did. I don't care about the Bears in 85. Or Seattle in 2013, or the Ravens in 2000. Considering the opponent and considering the dynasty they were facing, the way they just undressed them and humiliated them, best defensive performance I've ever seen in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I mean, especially considering the team you're going up against.
And the quarterback.
Yeah, nobody does that to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we've never seen him look like that. I guess you could say the Super Bowl they played against Tampa Bay a few years ago, but it wasn't to that degree, where it was just dominant start to finish.
And nobody does that to Andy Reid except maybe Tampa Bay or Carolina or the Cardinals when he was here. Or Brady, for Tampa.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's a matter of perspective or what it is, but I feel like I'm appreciating this one more and want to know if you agree. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Are you appreciating this Super Bowl victory more than the last one? And again, the last one, you had the initial thrill of it. You know, you had the moment of finally getting over that hump. But I guess the more that you win, and you know, the older you get too, the more you appreciate these kind of
things.
This
was a laugher too. This became a laugher. I mean, they just embarrassed them throughout the game. Mahomes couldn't do a thing. The offense did whatever they wanted to. Basically, they stopped Barkley, but they couldn't stop anybody else. And by the way, the conversation about Jalen Hurts. Anybody that says he's not a top five quarterback is an idiot.
I think he's borderline top five.
Borderline top five.
I think there are four that are still, I still think are better than him.
And three of those guys have never beaten Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game.
No, Burrow has.
But didn't win a Super Bowl, did he?
No, he didn't. But, I mean, I think Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, I'd still take those guys over Jalen.
So he's number five.
Yeah, I'd probably
have
him
number
five.
Okay, so he's
top
five.
Yeah, borderline. I'd have to think
borderline
about it. I mean, Jaden Daniels,
1 year?
Yeah.
Did you see what happened when they played head-to-head?
Yeah, I did see.
Well, who won that game?
Jalen won that
who
game.
Who got embarrassed in that game?
I don't think Jaden Daniels got embarrassed. I mean, the Eagles won that game. Jaden Daniels was good in that game.
Did Hurts have, what, three touchdowns in that game?
He did. He was great.
Did he pass for enough touchdowns for you?
He looked great in that game, Rob.
Well, there
you
go.
Jalen Hurts.
All he does is win.
Proved a lot of the critics wrong, myself included. I mean, I was worried that when it got to the point where this team was going to have to throw the ball to win, I was concerned he wasn't going to be able to do it because we saw this year that part of the offense struggle. I don't think that's really debatable.
When did he have to throw the game to throw to win this year? What, against Tampa when he didn't have any receivers?
Yeah, but I mean, Rob, you can't tell me that as we went through the season, the passing offense looked great all year. It didn't.
They didn't need to look great. They won games because of their running
game. So you think it was strictly by design the entire time?
For the most part, yeah.
If they wanted to throw, they could have thrown every single week they could.
You don't need to. When you have a running back like Barkley, you use him.
And they were in those moments when they got to the championship game in the Super Bowl, they got it done. But I don't think it's crazy to have doubted that or have been worried about it going into it.
They lost three games this year. Two of them, the defense gave up 75-yard touchdown drive in the last 2 minutes with no timeouts. The other one was they had played against Tampa, who seems to know played very well against them defensively, and he didn't have his two top receivers. I think he was missing Lane Johnson, too.
And they were a different team at that point. And the defense was bad. I mean, they didn't have the receivers. But I do think, like, looking back at the season, concerns about the passing game were warranted. Like, they were fair in the moment. It's easy to look back now and say, oh, that was idiotic to worry about. But, I mean, they
I said it every week. I said, what does this guy need to prove? I mean, people can't. I heard people on this station saying, he needs to prove he can win in a playoff game. What about 2 years ago? Well, that's ancient history.
No, he was 10-1
last year before the team collapsed, and it was the defense that collapsed mainly.
Right, but the passing game did not look great this year.
They didn't need to do anything.
In the end, it did. In the end, in the championship game of the Super Bowl, he played great, but I don't think
that... And in the NFC championship game. The two games that count the most.
That's what I said, and he deserves credit for that. He absolutely just deserves credit for that. But I don't think that means we retroactively go back and say, oh yeah, any concerns we had were stupid.
Well, he's been to the Super Bowl two times in 3 years. No Eagle quarterback's ever done that. Guess who the best quarterback in Eagle history is right now?
Donovan McNabb.
Jalen Hurts.
Donovan McNabb.
Please. Donovan in a big game?
I would have it
Donovan,
as Donovan
in a big game? You'd have Donovan? You think Donovan would have won that game?
I don't know. I mean, hey, if the defense played like that, I think Donovan probably would have won that game.
I don't think so.
But Jalen Hurts, he deserves a hell of a lot of credit. He was unbelievable. But want to know, are you appreciating this Eagles Super Bowl victory more than you did in 2022?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.